Nice to be joined by the head coach of the New England Patriots, as he's here every single Monday, Bill Belichick. Bill, good afternoon. How you doing today?
All right, Greg. How you doing, Steve?
Welcome,
well,
coach.
Thanks. How are you? Tough day yesterday. What was the feeling in the locker room? Anger, disappointment, frustration, combination of everything like that?
Yeah, those are probably pretty good adjectives.
Yeah.
But we've moved on, so.
As a coach, and you've been in any number, every situation you could be, what do you? What's the best reaction for your team for after a game like that? Is it the anger and not taking advantage of opportunities? Is that the biggest part of it?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably everybody handles it a little bit differently, but in the end, we got to get ready for Tennessee. That's what it's about now. So that's what we're going to do.
Yep.
You emphasized to us last week when you were in here that you guys were treating that as a playoff game. It was a playoff game. If you won, you advanced around in the postseason. After you lose that game, lose the bye, is there anything you need to say or do to the team to sort of recalibrate them after the disappointment to get back to work?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I talk to the team every day, so I'll continue to do that. Sure.
When you look at Tennessee, you watch film, you saw them, played them last year, what sticks out to you?
Oh, it's a well-balanced team. They've certainly played well in the last, 9-10 weeks of the season. Offensively, they have a strong running game and a good play-action passing game that goes with it. Big receivers, so they can move the ball. Number one team in the league in the red area, so that all adds up. Defensively, they're well-coached, as you would expect, with Dean Pease, Mike Vrabel. They have some disruptive players up front. They're a well-balanced team in the secondary and in the linebacker level and at on the front. So, got a great punter, right? Best punter in the league. So they got a lot of good players. And, again, they're a well-balanced team. They do everything well. They play hard. They're physical. They're tough. They're well-coached. They're a good situational football team. And they've won a lot of close games in part because of their good red area performance.
How much different is Tannehill from when you saw him the last couple of years in Miami? How much better of a quarterback is he?
Yeah, well, I thought he did a good job in Miami. So, I mean, he's athletic, smart, very smart, handle everything at the line of scrimmage. It's not a problem. And has a good arm. Make all the throws, get the ball down the field, throw it outside the numbers. Uses his outlet receivers and his checkdowns. So, he does a good job. I thought he did well in Miami.
But I think you've addressed it some already. But what was the thought process going into the end of the half yesterday with the time left on the clock?
Yeah, well, if we had made a couple positive plays and changed the field position, we would have treated it more like a 2-minute drive. But we didn't, and so we just decided to take the ball and start the second half, and try to win the last 30 minutes.
Is it easier to do that, or does the fact that you're receiving the ball to start the second half, does that factor into that that decision too?
Probably helps it a little bit, but we try to go that far without much time, and then if you don't make it, you end up giving it back to them, which is what happened last week. So we just felt like that was didn't play a good first half. Felt like we go back in, regroup at halftime. If we had gotten something going, great, but we didn't. Just regroup at halftime and come back and win the last 30 minutes, but obviously we weren't able to do that.
In the NFL, we usually, or football in general, timeouts are usually about truly time management, stopping the clock for your purposes. In the NBA, sometimes we see momentum timeouts where another team's on a run, a coach will call a quick 20. When the other team is driving down the field like the Dolphins were late in that game, is there ever a consideration of sort of calling a timeout just to regroup, catch our breath, and try to figure out a way to get a stop there?
Yeah, well, that's basically what the 2-minute withdrawal was, or the 2-minute warning was.
So you would consider, if you hadn't gotten the 2-minute, or if even inside the 2-minute, you could use a timeout for those momentum, for lack of a better word, purposes?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You liked how your team has reacted? It's been 24 hours, but if you like how your team has reacted and put the game behind them, maybe a little bit moved on towards Tennessee?
Yeah, well, I have a lot of confidence in this team. These guys have been through a lot. They work hard. Nobody feels good about yesterday, but I think they'll move on. I think they'll respond. They'll compete the right way.
Is it just it is what it is, that you have such a difficult loss and you're just forced to have to move on as quickly as you have to because you've got a playoff game on Saturday?
I mean, it's just the National Football League. There's, you know, there's disappointments in the course of the season. That's part of it. There are ups and downs. You have some big wins. You have some tough losses. Moving on, it's part of what a good football team can do or does or needs to do. So hopefully we're in that category.
Stephon Gilmore stepped up after the game yesterday and sounded like he basically apologized to his teammates. Kind of a stand-up move for a guy who had an uncharacteristically tough day. He seems to be that kind of guy.
Yeah, well, I think all of us feel the same way. I think all of us that played or coached in the game feel like we didn't do a good enough job and we could have done more. I mean, I feel that way. I mean, I don't feel good about the way that, you know, the way things went yesterday or the way that you know, I coach the game, so I'd like to have some of that back, but you can't. So sure. I'm sure each player that's played feels the same way. I'm sure you feel the same way, felt the same way when you played. You lose a game like that, you feel like, well, if I would have done something a little bit different, it might have made a difference. Yeah. But we can't take that back. We've got to move on.
A lot of coaches talk about maximizing strengths. That's part of coaching and, you know, the weekly process. If I asked you, you know, what do you feel like your team does well right now heading into its biggest game of the year, season on the line?
Well, each game has a different matchup, so you try to match up your team against the opponents. That's something we'll work on today, tomorrow, and try to come up with the best game plan we can to match up against the Titans.
What kind of matchup is Derrick Henry to go against?
Well, again, he does everything well. He's a big guy. He's a strong runner, but he's very quick and for his size, he has good feet, good lateral quickness. He avoids a lot of people. He doesn't just run over them, although he runs over his share for sure. He has good vision and can find space in the defense. You know, he's got good patience. So he does a good job. He's got the breakaway speed, too. There's a lot of runs where he gets into the secondary. He had one yesterday and, you know, turn a 15-yard run into a 60-yard touchdown. So. You've really got to be careful about, you know, going for the knockout hit on him, and he avoids you and gives you the slip. You got to be careful about trying to break down and wait for him to make a move, and then he runs over you. So he's got a good combination. He's got a good stiff arm, and you know, he's tall. He's got some length. He's hard to, when he's stiff arms, he's hard to get your arms around him and tackle him. So he's a big challenge.
Rarely does a guy running back have a year like that without some pretty good input from the offensive line. You don't hear a lot about their O-line. How is their offensive line?
They're good. Yeah, they're good. They're very quick and aggressive. They do a good job of creating movement, both laterally and vertically. They have a good mix of plays. They run inside. They run off tackle. They run outside. They toss the ball some. So they have a real good balance. It's hard to just say, well, we're going to stop this one play or stop these two plays. They have a good variety, and Tannehill does a good job of getting them into the right. You know, if there's a certain look that, and they're one or two plays, and then he ends up running the right one, and that, you know, hurts the defense because of their alignment and position. And when they've got one thing stopped, he, you know, sometimes he gets them to something else. So the combination of all those things is good. They're well coached. They have a good scheme where they mix 11, 12, and some 21, sometimes a couple other personnel groups in there, and do the things that they know how to do well, but it keeps the defense off balance because it looks different.
You have a short week for what seems like on the surface an interesting matchup, a team you practiced against in the preseason, had joint practices with. You played them last year. There's obviously some personnel and coaching staff carryover that you seems like you see on a regular basis now, week in, week out. You know, what are the layers or the challenges to that whole everything that goes into it? There's a lot of information there, but not overanalyzing it or not paralysis by analysis.
Yeah, well, that's, again, there's that's fairly frequent here. So, you know, we'll just try to take out and make the, you know, do the best we can with it. There's some things that are fundamentally important. There are the things that are, I'll say little things, but they're maybe can give you a little edge. But if you know, overthink them and spend too much time on those, maybe you miss one of the big things. So, you know, you just try to find the right balance on that. You know, this game will be a lot different than training camp. Training camp was really more about us working on our fundamentals. Tennessee working on their fundamentals, getting their team going. It was the second week of training camp. There was not much game planning or anything like that going on. That was really about us improving and getting better to get ready for the start of the regular season. And, you know, this game has a whole different impact. So I don't think there's too much carryover from that.
When you look at, as you start to break down the statistics of any opponent, you don't see too many teams who have a receiver leading the way with 20 yards a catch. What does Brown do well? How does he put up those numbers this year?
Yeah, you know, he's big and he's fast. And, you know, he gets a lot of downfield throws, but he also can take those 10 and 15-yard in-cuts and slant patterns and break a tackle and go 60. So he's good after the catch, and he's a big target. So, you know, when you bring guys up to stop the running game and they play action, he's a big guy to throw to down there, whether it's, you know, inside, outside, deep. And if there's space in the defense, those catch and run plays are, you know, they can be home runs.
What sticks out to you is Mike Vrabel as a head coach?
Well, I think his teams are always, you know, tough, well-coached, good fundamental teams, consistent. They do a lot of little things well, you know, special teams, situational football. You know, kind of what some of Mike's strengths as a player, you know, those things are important to him, and, you know, he's emphasized those to his team, and they've learned them, adapted to them, and executed them well.
Did you see him as a head coach back in the day, or as a head coach to be, or do you just not?
I think Mike was definitely interested in coaching. We talked a lot about that when he was a player. And, you know, of course, he went from here to Kansas City and then Kansas City to Ohio State and coached, you know, coming right out of his playing career. So, yeah, didn't surprise me. He's, you know, Mike's a smart guy and very versatile player, played offense, defense, special teams, loved to practice, practiced at a lot of different positions on the scout team, played defensive back, played defensive line. Obviously played his linebacker positions, played inside, outside, played in all the kicking games. So, you know, like football, likes to play, like to compete, and, you know, I think understood the totality of not only the game, but how different aspects of it fit together and the strategy and so forth that's involved in the kicking game and offensive and defensive situations. He was always, you know, kind of the guy on the field that would recognize things or give alerts to his teammates, you know, heads up for this, watch out for that type of thing. That, you know, he could think quickly and, you know, had a good, very instinctive player.
Can you see some things that you may just recognize from what he learned here while he was with the Patriots?
Well, I think there are some fundamentals in Mike and Dean's defense, but really it's the Texans' defense. It's what Mike ran with the Texans. And, you know, Dean, you know, I think has added a few things from what he did in Baltimore and so forth. But, you know, a lot of those fundamentally are the same in terms of the techniques and so forth. The way the alignment might be could be, you know, a little different. But in the end, I think a lot of the teaching fundamentally is the same. The keys and taking on blockers and run force and coverage techniques and things like that. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of similarities. We saw that down there in training camp that a lot of the coaching that we did, you know, you kind of hear them saying some of the same things that we said.
The way they approach the teaching process and things like that, is that what you're talking about? The message across to the guys?
Yeah, or the coaching points that they would give to, you know, their players, if, you know, as they were correcting them. A lot of times they're the same ones that we'd be given on the other field to our offensive, you know, we're on different fields, but, you know, we'd be giving to our guys, you know, the training methods that they have down there and so forth, the weight room and all that. I mean, I think there's, you know, definitely some – I'm not saying it's the same because it's not the same, but right. You know, some parallels there.
Okay. Kind of a nuts and bolts question. There's been multiple reports that teams have requested to interview Josh for their open head coaching jobs. How would that process play out over the next week without the bye?
Yeah, no, I don't know right now, Andy. I'm just trying to concentrate on getting ready for the Titans, whatever. Whatever that is, it is, and, you know, we'll comply with whatever the process is. But really, I spent the majority of the day here trying to, you know, get ready for Tennessee. So we'll deal with that later.
Does he do a good job of that, compartmentalizing and focusing on what is his current job?
Yeah, sure.
It's been a while since you've had a play in a game like this where you haven't had the bye. What's a challenge like? As a coach, to go right from...
Well, playoff football is playoff football, so we're in a one-game season. We've been there plenty of times before, but this team hasn't, so this team will, you know, will face those challenges this week like every team does if they're fortunate enough to be here. We're one of 12 teams that are still playing. Our record's 0-0, just like everybody else's is at this time of year, and and we'll see where it all goes. I don't know. It's 20 teams that are done. Fortunately, we're not one of those teams. So our season still continues, and we'll whatever we're able to accomplish and earn, then we'll get.
How's the health of your team going into the playoffs?
I think we're in decent shape. We'll see. Didn't practice today, obviously. Mm-hmm. We'll see how much we're able to do tomorrow. But, by midweek, Wednesday or Thursday, we'll probably have a little better handle on, where some guys are. But hopefully we'll be pretty close to full strength. I mean, in terms of playing, look, I don't think anybody's full strength at this time of year. But nope. That's the National Football League. So, right. Yeah, but I think we're not bad.
Steve and I got into a little argument about this earlier. But the Alandon Roberts catch, obviously a very nice catch. It worked out. He was open. But you had run it earlier. You had lined him up there and run him down the sideline, I think, in the first quarter. Is it rare when you use something like that? That's not a trick play, but a little unique. Were you fortunate that it worked the second time that the defense didn't have that adjustment ready?
Yeah, probably.
And has he shown those hands and the run-after-catch ability in practice? Or?
Yeah, we wouldn't have thrown it to him if we didn't feel like he could catch it. But no, he made a good play on the ball and got a little limp leg there and broke tackle.
Do you often get questions by reporters that are meant to gear you towards the exact answer that they want? Do you see that happening quite a bit?
You taught me. Right? If you're going to argue with somebody, argue to win the argument.
All right, good point. That's a good point. You might have been right.
I got my Christian Fourier impersonation coming. The Drive of the Week is brought to you by your Boston area Mercedes-Benz dealer. This season, make sure you're dashing all the way. For a limited time, Mercedes-Benz winter event is here. Go to mbusa.com/winter event for offer details. Bill, Drive of the Week.
Yeah, whichever one you want, Andy.
I kind of thought that was the answer I was going to get.
Screw it.
Yeah, the Atlanta touchdown, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I kind of figured.
Yeah.
You knew the answer. You knew the answer. Hey, you were going to get.
Why
did you
bills?
Even ask the question?
Well, because somebody told me that I had to. I do as I do my job, Bill.
Do it in your Fourier voice next time.
Okay.
Do you do it very well? Should we ask him?
Coach, no, please do not ask him.
All right. Coach, thanks much. Appreciate
your time. Appreciate it, Steve. Appreciate you. Great. Thank you. Yep. All right.
Thank you. Thanks. Have a great new year. Good luck this week.